at Chino, California. That's a prison, maximum security prison. He is with a group of men who have organized a group called Operation Yellow Ribbon. And Mother's Day is this coming Sunday. Among the many of us who will be visiting our mothers will be men recently released from prison. Mr. Dowder, thank you. You were released from the men's colony 2 weeks ago, and Operation Yellow Ribbon is what?
Thank you, Phil. Operation Yellow Ribbon was started by myself and four other individuals that I was incarcerated with at Chino. We realized the one thing mothers want on Mother's Day is to have their kids, especially their sons, with them. And my mom, I've been fortunate enough to be with many of the last Mother's Days. I have had unfortunate occurrences of incarceration with the state of California. But what we're asking is for them to tie a yellow ribbon around the tree in front of your house or apartment and make your son, who may be coming home from incarceration, either at the federal or state level.
Okay, can I ask you what you were in Chino for?
Well, I was convicted of, they say that it was destruction of personal property, and I was under the influence of a Title II controlled substance, which is cocaine, and I had cruelty to animals.
What kind of cruelty to animals?
Well, you know, I really didn't come on here to talk about my rap sheet or anything.
No, I want to know. What did you do?
I was under the influence, as I say, of a Title II controlled substance, and I shot a litter of puppies with a .22. I mean, it's...
Man.
It's nothing that I'm proud of, but there are also extenuating circumstances that my public defender filed an affidavit with the court.
All right, I let's not get into that. So you shot a litter of puppies. You set fire to what?
To my mother's garage.
So this was destruction of your mom's property?
That's correct. But you have to understand, I was in for 18 months. I got time off for good behavior. I'm ready to not dwell on the past. My Operation Yellow Ribbons to let my mom and other moms know, if you have a son coming home from state or federal incarceration, to tie a yellow ribbon around the old tree. Mother's love their sons unconditionally, and while the world has judged me, I know that my mom will not. And Mother's Day is a time for family reunions, and I'm looking forward to seeing what my mom's going to have in store for me.
Okay, have you been in touch with your mother?
I have not yet. I mean, that's one of the reasons why I'm on your program right now, to let her know that I'm out. And
Did you try to call her? I mean, you're out of... How long have you been out?
I've been out 2 weeks.
And have you tried to call her?
I was going to. I was, after that length of time inside, I'm sure you can understand, I wanted to kick it a little bit, but I want to be on your show today to let her know that I'm coming home. One of the things, the reasons I think it's important, Mr. Henry, to be on your program today, I'm going to be coming home on Mother's Day, and my mom had promised me, I was incarcerated the last two Mother's Days, but my mom did promise me a parade and a block party in the cul-de-sac on her street. So I wanted her to know to go ahead with those plans.
Okay, your mother is going to have a parade for you?
Well, I had asked her if she would, and I'd been inside the last two Mother's Days, so I think it's kind of special, and I told her that she'd go ahead and organize that.
You want to have a parade, and you want to have a block party for yourself?
Yeah, well, primarily, yeah, because I'm out, and also to show my mom, yeah, that I'm a good son and that I'm visiting her on Mother's Day. But just a couple things that I wanted to say. I will expect she makes a really good ham. She makes a honey-baked ham that's, man, yeah, I mean, it's really good. Also, candy yams, everything like that, because I wasn't there for Easter. I want to have a block party. I want to have a parade. And in 60 days, I think she should turn the house over to me. And let me tell you why.
All right, hold on for a minute. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Jeff, is it fair to call you an ex-con?
I don't like that term. I'd like to say that I was just recently incarcerated.
But you say you've spent 8 of the last 10 Mother's Days in some kind of jail.
That is correct. I don't claim to be a choir boy. I don't know what your question is.
All right, so you're recently incarcerated.
That's right.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So tie a yellow ribbon is for a lot of guys that are out of jail to...
Well, it's basically let their mothers know that their sons are coming home, so get ready, cook a good meal, and welcome them home.
You know, one of the things about yellow tying a yellow ribbon, I remember they would have that for guys that have returned from the service, soldiers that have returned for the service as well. Are you tying in with that at all?
Are we tying in with what?
Are you guys that are out of prison tying in your operation with the guys that are home from the service?
Not really. You know.
Why not?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, guys in the military had it a lot easier than those of us who are incarcerated in either the state or federal level. I mean,
guys in the military?
Well, yeah. I mean, they have all the food they want. They're drinking beer. They have the company of women. They've got, you know,
yeah, but they're defending their country.
Well, that's true. But from what I read in the newspaper when I was in Chino, a lot of the guys that died, they got shot by their own guys. I mean, I don't.
Well, that was friendly fire, okay? Mr. Dowder, I don't argue with you, but I'm talking about the guys that come home from serving their country in the military. Don't they deserve to be a part of Operation Tie Yellow Ribbon?
No, I mean, this is about those of us who did our time, because the song, if you know the song Tie a Yellow Ribbon, I'm coming home, I've done my time. That's about being in jail, incarcerated, a lot of circumstances unfairly, even though, yes, I did set fire to my mother's garage and I did shoot a litter of puppies that she'd been breeding. I feel that my lawyer did have an affidavit on file with the court.
All right, you shot a litter of puppies that belonged to your mother. You set fire to her garage.
But I was under the influence, Mr. Henry. Again, I want to say I was under the influence of a Title II controlled substance, to wit, cocaine. So that did color, you know, my perception a great deal. But Operation Tie a Yellow Ribbon Around the Old Tree, because it's not oak tree, because if you don't have an oak tree, you can tie it around. My mother has a Chinese elm in her front yard. That is acceptable, too. That is acceptable, too.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. You mentioned that when you come home for Mother's Day, you want your mother to, she promised you a parade?
We had talked about it. I said, when I get out this time, I think something better might be arranged for me, so I would like a parade. You can get the high school band, and then a party in the cul-de-sac where people will, you know, raise a toast to me. Also, a very interesting tradition that Italians have, when the people get married, they give envelopes of money to the bride, and I thought that this would be a nice way for my mother to honor my return, to give me, you know...
What, for your mother?
Well, for the neighbors to have envelopes of money to give to me, yes, sir.
Okay, a question for you, Jeff. Mother's Day is about honoring mothers.
Yes, it is about honoring mothers.
It's about honoring mothers, and you're going home... And you're having a parade, and you're going to have a meal baked in your honor and envelopes of money given to you.
Yeah, but Mother's Day is about moms wanting to be with their kids. So if I'm going to give my mother me, okay, because in a lot of ways, if you think about it, I'm giving my mom a break by showing up. And so, you know.
You expect payment for being there?
No, I'm just expecting that I'm a good son. I made it to Mother's Day, so... What do I get? That's what Operation Yellow Ribbon is all about. Those of us who've been in prison, who've been incarcerated in municipal jails at the federal state level, we got out of jail, and we're going to be at Mother's Day, so what do we get? You know, everybody else gets stuff. The soldiers get things when they return home. Other people get meals cooked for them, so we'll expect, I think it's fair that we'll expect something.
All right, Jeff, you are currently a resident of where?
Right now, I'm staying at a friend's house, but I'm going to be staying at my mom's house. She lives in Redlands, California.
And you mentioned that in 60 days, she's supposed to move out.
One of the things that the state of California and other states do recommend for formerly incarcerated individuals is a halfway house, a place where they can re-blend in to society. And so that's what my mother, I told her she could stay with her sister, my aunt, and then give the house to me inside of 60 days. And that would become my halfway house where I can re-blend in. So one of the problems, Mr. N, you probably don't know about incarcerated individuals is they don't have no way of blending, of re-blending. And so what we want the halfway house can do for those of us who've been incarcerated is that we can get re-blended. I mean,
Okay, I realize you're a little tongue-tied. Maybe I'm asking you too many questions here all at once. But Operation Tie Yellow Ribbon is to let mothers know that their sons who were in jail are on their way home and they want, in your case,
some acknowledgement. You know, I told my mother she doesn't have the ribbon tied, or she doesn't have the parade, or at least she doesn't petition the town to name it Jeff Dowder Day, which my hometown is Redlands, California. Then I probably should, you know, weigh whether I should see her for Mother's Day. I mean, she could forget about it, because I don't think it's...
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Maxine, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Mr. Dowder.
Yes, ma'am.
It appears to me that Mother's Day is for children to honor their mother.
That's exactly what I'm doing, ma'am.
You're not honoring her. You're having her get down and do things for you.
That's what mothers do.
No, they've done that all their life. She has been there to support you, who has obviously screwed up his life,
well,
and probably his mother's. And she should hang that yellow ribbon if she wants you to come home.
Well,
and if she allows you to come home, then if she allows you to come home after screwing up your life, then you should honor her by giving her a parade, making her some dinner. And you're here talking about all the things she should do for you. What have you done for her lately?
I'm honoring her by giving her my presents. And also, you have to understand...
Forget it, buddy. I wouldn't want your presents.
Well,
your mother does.
That's
why you're in jail. Because you do nothing but think that you are God's gift to mothers and everybody else in the world.
Do
nothing but go back in jail for being a deviant?
No, ma'am.
And
first of all,
do not equate yourself with soldiers.
I don't, but I think we had it tougher.
It should be more difficult for you in jail than it is for soldiers overseas.
Okay,
it should
then why
be,
don't
because
they tie
a
ribbon around the old tree? Then why don't they tie a ribbon around the tree for me?
Because you're nothing but a deviant. You don't serve society. You suck from society. Take from society.
If I could jump in for a minute.
I'd much rather be at Jumbo's Clown Room, which is a strip joint, that I have hung out at in the past, than be with my mom and her dumb friends. But because it's Mother's Day, I will be there.
Oh, gosh. If she heard,
wait a minute.
I wish she could hear you say that you'd rather be in a strip joint, be a deviant, than be with your mother.
What I'm saying is, ma'am, that there are millions of men who were incarcerated at the state and federal level who have been out. And but the other thing, too, is my public defender filed an affidavit with the court. A lot of the extenuating
Okay, hold on for a minute, man. You're going to be in extenuating circumstances. Shot a litter of puppies and you set fire to your mother's garage.
We all have extenuating circumstances in our lives, and we don't all choose drugs, deviance, destruction, and self-serving, sociopathic behavior.
Also, you have to be honest. What did my mom do to make me go to jail and set fire?
Oh, go to grass. Once you're 21 years old, you should know better. And if you don't, you should get help to know better.
Can I ask you a question? Do you have a son or daughter who've been incarcerated?
No.
Well, you sound pretty bitter. I mean, all I'm saying is...
My taxes pay for you, and they'll always pay for you. You don't support society at all.
You're supposed to pay for me. How else
I don't think
prisons?
So, buddy.
How else are they going to have prisons if taxpayers don't do it? Now,
we wouldn't need prisons if we didn't have you.
Well, my mother bears the responsibility.
Wait a minute. Are you saying
your
mother...
I don't think so. How old are you? Old are you?
I'm 28.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
See,
after you're 21 years old, you need to grow up and get real.
Can I be honest with you for a minute?
Probably haven't been honest in your life.
The way you're talking to me right now sounds the same way that a lot of adults have talked to me in my life, and that's why I shot those puppies in the first place.
You can't start blaming other people. You went to jail to take responsibility for your crime.
But the way she's talking makes me want to... be mean to a puppy.
Oh, gee, I'm so sorry.
Well, then, if my mother had spent more attention on me rather than those puppies, I wouldn't have to have been somebody's bitch for 18 months.
Yeah, blame
all
your
right,
mother.
All right, look, thank you for your call, Maxine. So your mother should give you a parade.
No, I said to her, I will expect that, yeah. She said, are you coming for Mother's Day? I said, yeah, but consider where I've been, consider what I've done. Don't they give no parades to soldiers? I've seen parades for soldiers after the Gulf War. Why don't I get one? That's the whole point of Operation Yellow Ribbon.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, recently released from the men's colony at Chino, California, which, for those of you, that's a prison. He was in for shooting some puppies, setting fire to his mother's garage under the influence of cocaine. When he gets home for Mother's Day, because that's what tie yellow ribbon around the old oak tree means, I'm coming home, he wants a parade, one of her home-cooked honey-baked hams, and he wants her out of the house in 60 days so he can use it as a halfway house. Now, I've heard about prisoners reassimilating and rehabilitating, but putting your own mother out of her own home? 1-800-449-8686. If you hadn't have talked to me like that, I wouldn't have shot a puppy. This is the Phil Henry Show.
Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, Operation Tie a Yellow Ribbon. And Jeff Dowder is with us. You were in prison for 18 months for the destruction of personal property, et cetera, et cetera. I won't go through your rap sheet again.
Well, I appreciate it because I think too much attention has been paid to that. I'm coming home to visit my mother on Mother's Day. A lot of people don't know that this coming Sunday is Mother's Day. That's the day when you go visit your mother, and I'm sorry to hear that. People are not appreciative of that.
Well, you're going to go visit your mother, but you expect a parade? You expect a...
I expect any reception or welcome that would be accorded to a son who's been gone for a long time. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And the song says, I'm coming home, I've done my time, and I'm going to find out what is mine. If you receive my letter telling you that I'd soon be free, then you'd know just what to do. If you want me, that's tie a yellow ribbon around the tree, and that's what that song's about. And I'm just saying, you know, I've got a lot of my friends from prison are going to be with me, a lot of friends, but acquaintances from prison that will use my mom's house as a halfway house.
Yeah, and you're throwing her out?
I'm not throwing her out, Mr. Henry.
All right, but she's having to move out into her sister's house.
So we can use the house as a halfway house. That's what it is when you get out of prison. You've got to be reblended. And you need to have a halfway house.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. So Mother's Day is coming up, and when you get to your mom's house in Redlands, you want a parade, a honey-baked ham, and your mom out of her house in 60 days.
Well, I mean, the way you put it sounds bad.
Well, here is Kim on the Phil Henry Show. Kim? Kim?
Yeah, I'm here.
Go
Sorry,
ahead,
ma'am, I'm
you're
on a cell phone.
Go ahead.
John, I know what you've been through and that you feel like you deserve some kind of reward in return after your time spent in prison, but honestly, you're an adult. You made choices to
I know
take
that.
Cocaine. Wait, let me finish, okay?
If my mother doesn't give me the kind of party I deserve, then...
Let me finish. Can I finish? And then I'll let you talk, okay? You made choices to take drugs. You made choices to shoot those puppies. You made choices
yeah.
to burn her garage down.
Yes, I did, and I went to prison for it. Hello.
Okay,
See?
but wait. But then why do you expect a hero's return when you consciously made those destructive
don't they
decisions?
Don't they give parades for the soldiers when they come back from the war in the Gulf?
You know what? They're fighting for the support of this country, for our country's freedom. They're not fighting to shoot puppies and burn mothers' garages down.
And they gave them to firefighters, too, in the New York firefighter disaster.
You know what?
Yeah.
If he wants to tie a ribbon...
I think you need to think about that.
Wait. If he wants to tie a ribbon...
See, I think you need to think about that.
No, I don't, John. I don't, because I don't agree with you.
Well, you know, they tied a yellow ribbon around an old tree for the firefighters. Why not me?
If you want to tie a ribbon around the tree for you, that's fine.
1-800-449-8686. Jeff Dowder, just out of prison, wants his mom on Mother's Day to give him a parade and him to welcome him home. Tie a yellow ribbon.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
My guest is Jeff Dowder with Operation Yellow Ribbon. And you're just recently released from prison. On Mother's Day, you're expecting a parade. And you're expecting a big meal from your mother because you're out of jail and you come to see your mother.
Well, the other thing, Mr. Henry, is I mentioned that we did want to have a Marine Corps color guard.
Why would you want, you have a color guard welcoming you home from prison?
Well, please hear me out. A gentleman that I met in prison who was unfortunately there for 21 years, if you can imagine, a man 21 years, he was inside.
What was his crime?
He was in for murder. Second degree murder. I mean, this is a guy who raised himself up from the lowest point a man could reach. He ripped two people apart with his bare hands. Okay, that was 21 years ago. He murdered two people with his bare hands. But you know what he did? He got his law degree in prison, and now he's out. And I told my mother to call up one of these bases, because I know there's a Marine base down El Toro, and get a color guard out, so when Ralph comes with me, they'll have a color guard for him. And also to have the check ready. See, one of the things...
What check?
Because he needs $2,000 to take his bar exam.
Your mother is going to give you a parade. She's going to have a Marine Corps color guard. She's going to make a huge meal and then give your buddy Ralph a check for $2,000.
Mr. Henry, can you imagine how far a man has to come from the place where he tore two people to shreds with his teeth, and now he stands on the verge of the cliff, of the precipice of becoming on the bar, of the bar exam, I mean.
A lawyer?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, I don't know how, when the Marine Corps color guard...
Hey, I see the Marine Corps color guard come out for yacht club openings. They can't have a Marine Corps color guard for Ralph Nugent, who 21 years ago tore three school children to shreds with his bare hands and now stands on the verge of getting his bar degree? Come on, man.
Good God. And he's out of jail?
It was a crime of passion. It was not premeditated.
Oh, man. Here is Mary on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead, Mary.
I want to know what kind of crap they filled you with when you were in prison. This is insane. I can't even believe I'm hearing this.
What would be really nice is if my mother could organize a telethon on our local TV station to raise some money for the Operation Yellow Ribbon.
Raise money for your operation? Why?
What crap
how do you get off
can you
comparing
imagine?
Yourself to a war hero when you did nothing?
Think
I realize
it.
You paid your time.
Oh, yeah?
I realize you made
how many pay. Guys? How many guys in the Army have got to bend over in the shower for some guys? I did for Ralph Nugent.
Oh my God! This
I can't even believe I'm hearing this. You're comparing yourself to people who have done an honorable duty for their country.
Yes, I don't
you're
doubt
expecting,
that.
This is Mother's Day. This is not a day to honor you. This is not a day for mothers to honor their children.
Well, I think it's a great
day
thing
for you to honor your mama.
You are
so self-righteous to think your mom wants to be honored with your presence by throwing you a parade and your neighbors handing you cash and envelopes. Come on.
What about what Ralph Nugent did?
What about what he did?
He got his law degree.
He tore apart three children with his bare hands. How do they compare?
After 21 years later, after he did that, now he's going to take his bar exam.
Yeah,
it
but
sounds
what,
to me like you need to seriously look at your life and take responsibility
your,
what you've done.
Why does your mother have to give Ralph Nugent $3,000 to take his bar exam?
Because his mother's not around. And mothers love to be mothers. This is my mother's chance to maybe be a better mother to Ralph Nugent than she was to me. She could give him $3,000 for his bar exam. He'll become a lawyer, which is more than she gave me. That's why I said I want to have a parade. On account of I went to jail, on account of she wasn't a good mother. But I still love her. That's what I'm saying.
You shot her litter of puppies. Take responsibility for what you have done.
I what?
You shot
a litter of puppies.
It sounded like she said S-H-A.
Okay.
I can't believe I'm hearing this.
Well, I mean, I'm sorry, but Ralph
you're 28
Nugent,
years old.
Imagine
learn
how
take
far
some responsibility.
Ralph's mother is not here. Why?
Because he killed her, I told you.
Oh, my God.
He killed his own mother.
Yes, he did.
That's how she can't provide for him, because he killed his own mother.
And then killed three children with his bare hands.
And you want your mom to give him $3,000 to make up for all the pain and suffering that poor poor man's gone through. I can't believe I'm hearing
well,
this.
Well, you know something, ma'am? I think you should walk a mile in a man's shoes before you judge him.
I think you need to start learning to take some responsibility for your life. I'm 18 years old. I'm 10 times more mature than you are.
How far do you think a man has to come from ripping three children apart with his teeth to getting his law degree?
Do you know why those men that served in the war are being honored? Look at what they're going through for all the stuff that they have seen for their country. You don't deserve anything that you're asking. I'm sorry. Not one bit of it.
Well, you know what? My mom went to the city hall. The street that she lives on, they were going to change the name to Doubter Circle in honor of me.
I feel bad for your mom. I feel very bad for your mom because she wasted 9 months of her life.
How does a guy go to jail for 18 months for killing puppies?
It took me 20 minutes to kill him.
You had a 22.
Well, I guess I'm not a good shot. I don't know what he wants from me.
What are you doing, bong hits?
I have an anxiety problem.
I can't believe this.
You know, I'm telling you, pal, I don't care if Ralph Nugent becomes a doctor of brain chemistry, ripping three kids apart with his teeth and then killing his mother.
But look at how far he come.
Doesn't matter how far he's come. I can't believe that man's out of prison for what he's done.
But it was a crime of passion.
Doesn't matter if it was a crime of passion. I don't care if he was on crack. I don't care what he did. He still did it. He doesn't deserve $3,000. He doesn't.
Well, you do time in a women's prison at Terminal Island, then you'll know.
No, I don't need to do time for anything because I'm responsible and I know how to take responsibility for my actions. I know how to not go get drunk and I know how to take responsibility for what I have done.
What?
I don't need to go to a woman's prison for that.
What?
I don't need to go to a woman's prison. I haven't done anything. And I
what?
Won't do anything.
About what?
You just told me I need to go to a woman's prison and then I'll feel different. Why do I need to go to a woman's prison? I haven't done anything.
What?
I didn't kill my mom. I didn't shoot a litter of puppies.
What? What do you mean?
Are you not listening to what
yeah.
you just said?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
You just said... Oh, I can't even talk anymore.
Are you listening to her?
Yeah, what did she say?
Am I crazy? Am I not hearing this?
What did you say?
You said I needed to go to a women's prison, and then I would feel different.
About what?
About what you said, man.
What?
You said to her that you need to...
Bong hits.
What do you take with the bong hits?
What?
What?
You said she ought to spend time in a women's prison at Terminal Island. Didn't you say that?
Oh, my gosh.
What? Who was talking? You know something? I think this lady's psycho. Move on to another talk radio call. Because I'm the guest.
That's right. And you deserve all the credit.
Yeah, at least I'm going to see my mother on Mother's Day, and Ralph Nugent's going to get his degree.
I'm going to see my mom on Mother's Day, and I'm not asking for a parade or anything.
Did you ever tear three kids apart with your teeth?
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
Okay.
That hasn't come up on my list yet.
Okay, well, then there.
Oh, well, we all have to do that.
Oh, well, then I
feel better. Get a law degree, then go get a law degree, yeah.
So I tear apart three kids, get a law degree.
Thank you very much, Mary.
Thank you.
Are you done? Yeah, raging. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. I'm Phil Henry. On this show, I do the voice of the guest. That was me doing the voice there of Jeff Doubter, who is on his way home to see his mama. He's just out of the men's colony at Chino. He's going to see her there on Mother's Day, as long as she gives him a 31-gun salute, and Ralph Nugent gets his bar exam money. All right, now, on yesterday's show, Margaret Gray, David G. Hall, our program director, and Lloyd Bonafide tried to raise $50 million so we could pay off somebody to kill Arafat. I simply said it as a joke, but David was so angry that I joked about it, he made me actually try and raise the $50 million to kill Arafat.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Margaret?
Yes, Phil. I already know. I've been listening, and I've been brushing up a couple of numbers. Lloyd's with me. Lloyd, darling.
Yes, Mr. Hendry,
All right, hold on for a minute.
No, but I want to tell you.
Hold on for a minute.
That's all right, dear. Sit down. Lloyd's here, Phil. Lloyd's here. And he'll help me sing the song. And I think we can do something good. Right, Mr. Hall?
I think you can do some great good, because it'll liven up this rotten show of his.
Ike, what are you... Are you honestly telling me that I'm going to sit here and do a radiothon to raise money to kill Arafat?
Yes! That was your big disc jockey morning show bit idea. Now follow through on it.
Phil, can I say something, Phil?
What?
I think, if not $50 million, I think we can raise a fair amount of money. Lloyd, what do you want?
I want to say, Mr. Hendry, that I think you're very courageous. I think Arafat is a piece of filth. God, I hate him so deeply. And I'd like to tell you that I'm proud of you. There you go, Phil. You're really locking up that upper 70 demo, aren't you? Really getting that 75-plus demo.
Look, I didn't mean...
You didn't mean? Well, you got it now. Now raise the money.
Phil, it's going to be good. It's all right, Phil.
All right. What are we doing?
Aren't Lloyd and I going to sing a beautiful, beautiful song? You know this one, Lloyd?
I do. I was out at the karaoke.
Hold on. I'll do it. Phil, let's kill Arafat. Come on, everyone. Dial 1-800-449-8686. Lloyd?
Say you, say me, say it for us.
Oh, my Christ. Hold on.
What happened?
He's down.
The old man down?
Yeah, apparently. Is he all right?
Lloyd, come on.
Sing it again, okay?
Sorry, I lost my footing. All right, Phil.
Say you...
Oh, not yet.
Not, tell him not yet.
Not yet, hon. I'll lead it off, Phil. Lloyd, just lay down.
I can see up your skirt when I... Hold on.
What are you doing now?
He's looking up my skirt, Phil, if you must know.
You told me to lay down. I could see all the way up your poop deck.
Give me the phone. Phil, I am very, very sorry.
Do you understand what's happening here? Do any of you understand what's happening here?
I understand. You opened your big mouth and said you could raise $50 million to give any guy that greased Arafat. Now we gotta raise the money.
I was joking.
Bull crap. Go ahead, Margaret.
Darling, it's going to be all right, Phil.
Okay, fine.
Good God, don't be angry at me. It was not my idea. I called in to think I thought I could help.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I'm going to sing a song. Phil, I used to sing professionally. Don't worry. We'll get the money.
I could look up your poop chart.
Would you get the phone away from him?
I've got it. A lovely song. Let's kill Arafat. Let's call in with the money, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is. Say you, oh, say me. Say it for always. I'm sorry, Phil. Could we start again? Hello?
I'm right here.
Well, I'm sorry. I had a late lunch.
Where's the old man?
Lloyd, are you all right? I need to start higher, Eddie. Is the piano player there?
It's a recording.
All right. I'm going to start a little higher because my natural range is a soprano.
Yeah, right.
Say you, say me. That's much better. Say it for all...
Stop.
What?
I can see your taco.
Would you get him under control? What is... So you're a professional singer? Forget it, man. It ain't working. You hit that high note there, Margaret.
give me one more chance. This is for all of our guys on the front lines in Afghanistan and around the world, striking a blow for freedom. I'm going to blow you. I mean, I'm sorry. I want to strike a...
Okay, hold on for a minute.
What?
You got to watch what you're saying.
I'm terribly sorry.
Yeah.
Sir, you said...
Shut up.
Sir,
I said...
May you save me. Oh, say it for always. Oh, that's the way it should be.
Man.
Say you save me. Say it together. Together. Naturally.
Can you believe an African American wrote this film?
All right.
What?
Do you need to give the commentary?
All I said...
I know what you said. Can you believe an African-American wrote this, Phil?
Well, I mean, it's just, it's a very nice ballad.
Ever heard of Smokey Robinson?
Yes.
One of the greatest songwriters of all time. Need I go on?
Well, I didn't...
Just sing it!
I can see right up your poop.
All right! Get that guy. What do you want?
Just stay with all, Phil.
Yeah.
You're out of control, man. Just do the number, okay? I want you to sing with her.
Wait a minute. I beg your pardon?
I said to sing with her.
It'll be good, Phil. You watch.
It'll be good? What am I supposed to...
Just don't worry about it, Phil.
You better sing, Henry. You're the guy who opened his big mouth.
Say you... say me... Say it for always. Give it a little panache, Phil. That's the way it should be. Now you.
Say you, say me.
Holy Jesus.
Say it together. Naturally.
Cut. I.
All right, well, I didn't ask to go on this thing, okay?
Well, it's really, I'm looking at your enchilada.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
Don't forget our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhendrieshow.com. And available at our website, we got a 30-day archive. By the way, I got a little email today from our webmaster, Doug, and he said he's got some new bits from our WIOD days in Miami. So there's, I don't know how many, but there's a bunch of new bits that are posted there on our website. Our audio archives contain hundreds of hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours and hours of short form and long form bits from our show. Also, we have a listen live line and a 30-day archive line and a webcast archive and everything. And it's available by going to philhendryshow.com, signing up for a backstage pass. $6.95 a month gets you all of the audio, the best radio comedy online anywhere, I don't care, for only $6.95 a month. Plus, go into our souvenir shop. Pick up that Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. This thing's beautiful. Royal blue and black. It comes in all sizes. It's 65% polyester, 35% rayon, and delivers 2 to 4 weeks. Go to our website, philhendryshow.com.